This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to come yet in the broadcast. We'll take more of your calls on the Uma Thurman thing a little bit later this hour. And I was thankful to have Lila Rose in the first hour. But this hour, it's the Ladies Lounge, and that means we are welcoming our guest, Melissa Jane Kronfeld, back to the Ladies Lounge. She is a favorite. She was on a few weeks ago, but back then, the presidential candidate that she was supporting at the time was still in the race. He was also my presidential candidate at the time. But he's no longer. So we're going to find out what she does with herself now. There's no cruise in her life. Melissa Jane, MJ, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Good to have you.
How are you doing, Kevin? Nice to be here.
I'm jealous because your voice is lower than mine, and I work in radio.
I know.
How did you make that happen? Like, that's just not fair at all.
You know, growing up, it wasn't a blessing, and I was at the Sleepaway Camp. The girls used to make fun of me. Used to say, oh, my God, there's a bully in our bunk. And it used to get me really upset, and the older I got, the more I realized that it might be a benefit for me. So I appreciate the compliment.
There's no kidding there. I mean, think about this. I mean, somebody, you're really trying to get something done, you know? And look, we're New Yorkers. We know how things get done. And they're like, no, you know, I'll get around to it when I do. So you call them up, you're like, hey, maybe you didn't hear what I said. You need to take care of this now.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir, Godfather. I'll be right on it. I'm sorry.
I love it. No. We're New Yorkers. We get things done. That's what we do. There's nothing that makes me crazier than non-following us. It's just one of my biggest pet peeves in life. It's something that I don't ever do.
Yeah. Now, remind my audience, because you've got such a wide range of interest, you are actually a PhD process right now?
Yes, PhD ABD, which means all but dissertation, which means I'm in the process of writing my dissertation. I just haven't defended it yet.
Okay.
I'm about halfway through that process, and I study national security stuff. But the rest of the time, I work
Your PhD is going to be in national security?
It's in national security. Yeah, I focus on the way in which we use words and the effects that actually has on our ability for our national security institutions to create adequate policy and execute it in a good way.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. The last time you were on with us, we could have had a completely different conversation because this administration has been the first administration to come in and actually ban words from the lexicon, not only of what the reporters are allowed to use, but like Obama took like radical Islam out of the allowance for even memos within the White House to be contextualized.
Absolutely, and you know, it serves as a really great example. So when we use the words radical Islamists, right, and we use them to such a great extent that we overuse them and we become so hyped about them, we wind up pursuing policies that are vastly exaggerated from the threat. But when we don't use those words at all, we ignore the threat. You have to find that common ground so where you can make an argument that perhaps in the very beginning our policy was very extreme in terms towards the threat, even though, you know, granted we had every right to feel that way, by having the complete opposite policy, by ignoring that that's what the threat actually is. The threat is not coming from radical Colombian drug dealers, you know, it's hard it is, but they're not trying to blow us up here in New York or in L.A. And
exactly.
That's the real problem, that there's no middle ground that we find in politics anymore. And we see that with the two candidates that we have.
Yeah.
Trump and Hillary don't represent middle ground. They represent the extremes of both parties. And that's just not who I am as an American.
Well, it's going to be an interesting race, and we've got a lot of politics to talk tonight. But let me just encourage people, if people want to follow MJ on Twitter, you can tweet at her at EMME_JAY.
Mm-hmm.
That's her. You get it? MJ. See what she did there? You see what she did there? That's, she's tricky that way. But Twitter at EMME_JAY. And she's also a contributor to Millennial Magazine. Mm-hmm. She hosts a number of events. You know what, MJ, I was reading through your Facebook feed over the last couple of weeks since we had you on the last time. I got exhausted just reading the stuff that you do. I can't imagine actually doing it all. How do you – you're hosting some event for some group that is a phenomenal cause almost every night of the week, it seems like.
Sometimes more than one, you know, because we have limited time on this earth, and we have to fulfill our duty to make the world a better place, and there are so many people who don't. That I feel maybe it's just this Jewish guilt inside of me that I feel like I gotta make up for all the slackers that are around me in the city and all the Democratic Jews that are, you know, not voting for the right candidates. But either way, you just put your head down and you go.
Yeah.
What you do.
Well, we could probably talk for any number of hours on any numbers of these things, but let's zero in on Israel for a second. You had one of my friends, by the way, come by and see you this last week, Danny Danon. I mean, I'm a big, huge fan. He's kind of like the Rick Perry of Israel, isn't he?
He certainly has the hair, doesn't he? So Danny's our new ambassador. We're happy to have him here, and we're always happy to have Israeli political classes being up here in New York and at the United Nations. And it was a really cool opportunity to engage Danny because it was actually the reception for the Stand With Us Israel Matters display. And this display goes all around the world, 10 or 12 panels, and it talks about what Israel is. Israel is about green technology. Israel is about going around the world helping people in disasters. Israel is about supporting Israeli Arabs. Israel is about Zionism. An indigenous movement of people that have been in that land forever. And it was the first time that the word Zionism honed in a display at the United Nations, because as you're probably aware, up until not too long ago, Zionism was considered apartheid at the UN. So it was a special opportunity. It was really cool. I know behind the scenes there was a lot of consternation. It was going to go up. It wasn't going to go up. The Arab countries were very upset that it was up. They were demanding that it go down. It was a big, huge to-do, but the display stood for a week in the UN, and that's something Jewish people over here and over there should be proud of.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about Israel's place in the UN and kind of what it means. They're obviously in rough waters there, and when Netanyahu comes and he comes faithfully and speaks every year, it is always mocked in terms of its reception. Our media doesn't help matters. But Israel stays the task. They stay in the UN. They keep trying to have the dialogue and the discussion. Is Israel's participation in the UN beneficial? Would you prefer to see it enhanced, eliminated? How do you feel about the interaction between that body and this nation that a lot of Americans care very, very much about?
So I have the great fortune, or misfortune, however you want to perceive it, to get to spend a lot of time at the UN, given my activism work in a wide range of issues, but a lot to do with the fact that I'm a Jewish diplomat for the World Jewish Congress. And listen, at the end of the day, it would be great to tear down the UN and start fresh. But how, but where, but why? It certainly wouldn't be to the benefit of Israel or the United States to tear down the UN and create a new, because the dynamics, the power are completely different now than they were when the UN was founded. So if we were to start fresh, the power agreement would not be in the favor of the United Nations, and therefore would not favor Israel. I mean, the United States would not favor Israel. So I hear from diplomats over there all the time that states really want to stand with Israel on certain things. They see the humanitarian work they do. They see the cutting-edge technology they're producing that are helping people all around the world. But the fact of the matter is, and I hear diplomats tell me this all the time, is that countries behind the scenes will tell them they will lose face if they stand with the Israelis. And so I got a call out of the United States and Ambassador Powers and say, what the hell are you doing? Lead a coalition of countries that are willing to stand by Israel for the right reasons. It doesn't need to be on peace. I'm talking about why are not people standing with Israelis when we're doing something on climate change and green technology, which Israel is on the cutting edge of. Or when we have conferences on the status of women, as we did not too long ago. That's a conference on the status of women, the 60th anniversary of the United Nations. And the thing that was amazing is it's the only conference, during the conference, the only resolution that they passed that's specific to a state is in regard to Palestinian women. And the commission says that every year passes a resolution that says that Palestinian women are oppressed by the Israelis and the Jews, da, 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 da. But at the end of the day, there's no country in the Middle East that has greater equal rights for their people than the Israelis. That's gender equality, that's LGBTQ equality, that's Israeli, Arab, Christian, you know, non-religious equality. It's everywhere in Israel. But yet, they get pulled out of this conference, which is merely meant to be an opportunity to share and collaborate and be together as women and improve our lot in the world. And yet, Israel still is the bottom end of it. So, listen, I would love if the engagement with Israel was better, but here's the reality. It's not going to be. So I think what Israel does is the right thing. They keep their head down. They do what they can do. They know they're never going to win. But when there's an earthquake, you bet we're going to be the first people who show up on the scene to save your children.
It's true. Tsunami and a number of tragedies have proven that true time and time again. We're speaking with MJ Kronfeld, and she's written a really important piece to Millennial Magazine that we'll get into. Plus, women on the campaign trail. This is a hot issue between Trump and Hillary.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do, in fact, pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
Music from the Hot Sardines. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We are happy to have you with us in this spot every Saturday night. And in the second hour, we open up the Ladies' Lounge and have brilliant women from media come by and share their passions and expertises with us. And they've never ended yet in any of the women being kissed unwantedly by the heir to the Fiat automobile empire. And so I guess in that way they're better off than Uma Thurman is. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, yet. Yes, everybody's pointing out that's not happened yet. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Our guest this week is MJ Kronfeld, and she is a writer. She's an activist. She is an advocate. She is a Ph.D. candidate. She is a person that is concerned about doing good in the world around us, and she has opinions. And I love having people that have opinions and know why they have opinions joining us. So I'm glad to have her back. And MJ, just before the break, we were talking mostly about Israel and the UN. But I want to get into this this issue that you had kind of bridged the gap with, because you mentioned that the issue of women at the UN, that is a big thing. It's talked mm-hmm. about all the time. But we've got a little bit of an issue with women in the election of 2016, mm-hmm. and both sides have significant negatives, in fact, very hardened negatives on both ends of this spectrum. Where are women going to go in this election?
I'm just grateful that I'm not teaching anymore. I used to teach at Rutgers. I'm grateful I'm not teaching anymore because I know how students are, and I know how inquisitive minds are, like yourselves, and everyone wants answers, and I don't have good ones. I'm telling you, social science research, you never.
It's a tough year to have answers, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an answer. I can tell you how I feel, but when I tell you, I'm happy to do that, but when I tell you, I know women who I consider really bright and awesome and incredible, who are doing great things in the world, who feel the complete opposite that I do, and I can't even interact with them anymore. Like, the way the world is during this election, the way America is during this election, it's just, I never imagined politics would become so divisive in my own personal life. I know personally that, and I've said this to you, I'm pretty sure since you asked about it on air, Donald Trump does not represent me as a Republican, as an American, or as a human being, and I will not vote for him. I've been saying it here, I will say it to whoever asks, I'll say it to the party, I'll say it to the voters. He's not the candidate that I would vote for. That's just about where it is on that. Hillary, you know, is in a leader. I never imagined a world where I would be confronted, where I'd not be behind my Republican nominee. This is a really difficult time for me. I know a lot of women dislike Hillary because of, gosh, where do you even start? I mean, I think every woman I've spoken to is a different reason.
One of the significant things that came up this week is, she talked about putting Bill Clinton in charge of the economy. And he's I think, open to that. But Donald Trump immediately pounced on that and said, you know, that the real issue with women as it relates to the Clintons doesn't have as much to do with Bill's abuse of women, though he's used them as pawns in his schemes before. But it was really the abusive nature that payback was visited against women by Hillary Clinton in the aftermath of being used by Bill. And so when you have women like Juanita Broderick, who, if you go back and you look at her story and you read her testimony and you understand that she was full-on raped, and this was a man that walked from that action. And not only did he walk, but his wife, who now is asking to be president, not only slandered her and attacked her and sent private detectives to dig up dirt on her and to do everything they could to disrupt her life, but that she was the one that was authoring all of that activity. It's stunning how bad women have it in terms of the choices they have this year.
No, absolutely. You know, and for all that Hillary did to protect Bill, I still personally can't get over a woman who stands by a man who she knows consistently cheats. Hmm. I just, that's where my line is drawn.
Well, and I guess if you've come to a business arrangement and that's part of the bargain, I mean, you know, but then you're talking about soulless people that literally can say, well, I can disassociate everything else about life. Except the craven desires that I have for power and money, and let everything else go. I'm like, well, I don't know that makes you a good human being here.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's get into your piece that you wrote for Millennial Magazine. You co-wrote it with an author. But what's it about? Why did you write it? Why are you so passionate about it?
So yeah, my co-author Molly Mintz is also my assistant, my director of development, and one of my best friends. So it's first off awesome to work with someone that you love and you admire. She's an up-and-coming journalist over out of the New School. But human trafficking in modern slavery, I'm not sure if people are aware. In fact, I know people aren't aware of the extent that it exists in the world today. I probably have a conversation with everyone each and every single day. It's not more than one person who says to me, you mean slavery that happens over there in India or in Africa?
Right.
I say, no, slavery that's happening right here in the streets of New York. I mean, that young girl who's standing in Times Square showing her body tonight, 1026, well, I guarantee there's a girl out there right now. That girl is considered a slave. She is in the sex trafficking. She's being sex trafficked. She's in the sex industry, and we consider that a form of modern slavery. And this issue is important to me because our lowball estimates, and there are 30 million people in slavery today, and my friend, author and activist Ben Skinner, tells us there are more people enslaved in the world today than there have ever been in human history. That's not acceptable. I'm Jewish. We, part of our culture, part of our identity, part of who we are is celebrating our soup from slavery. It's celebrating breaking the bonds of slavery.
Right.
And there's probably no community that knows more about this. The Holocaust to be reimagined as an act of slavery to engage a Jewish community in this issue. This is something that is keeping us down as humanity. It's embedded in every single thing that we do, every product we eat, wear, and buy. There's not a single one of us that's immune from slavery, and that means it's incumbent upon all of us to do something about it. So I decided to raise the alarm a couple years ago when I got involved in the movement because I saw there's all these amazing people all around the world doing all this great work and we weren't getting a lot of attention. They're working in a very siloed fashion. So me and a couple of friends of mine from an organization that we worked with called Nexus got together and we said, we don't want to provide services. We don't want to raise money. What we want to do is provide a feeling house for all these amazing people, whether they're donors and philanthropists, whether they're activists, whether they're organizations, whether they're governments or non-governmental organizations, they know they can call us and be connected to the right people. So we started building that, and it took off because the community didn't have that.
Right.
So here we are 3 years later, and we're building bridges every day to end slavery. But sadly, we're not making a difference. The number continues to rise every year. But the more and more people that are educated on the topic, the better chance we have.
Well, if people want to be in touch with you and help in any way, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can literally Google my full name, Melissa Jane Kronfeld. I'll show up. There's better way. You can reach me through social media. Anyone in the world wants to get involved is welcome to email me. My email is mj@tfatnyc.com. That stands for Party for a Purpose, NYC.com. That's easier to remember. And just let me know you want to get involved in the Texas New Organization. Let me know where in the world you are. One of the cool things that you did while creating this database is it's global. You know, we're working with my friend Duncan Jepson over in Asia, who's created this awesome platform called the Freedom Collaborative, where organizations, activists, and donors from all over the world are signing off to have conversations, collaborate, understand best practices, fundraise together.
That's fantastic.
I mean, the time's changing, so if you're going to get involved, now is the time.
Yeah. Well, Melissa Jane Kronfeld, MJ, glad to have you back with us tonight in the Ladies' Lounge. And come on back. We got lots more to talk about, girl, in the days to come. But thanks for sparing part of your Saturday night with us tonight at
Absolutely.
Radio Night Live.
God bless, Kevin. Keep it up. You're doing amazing work. I'm always listening.
Thank you so much. It's Kevin McCullough. We continue with Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. It's Radio Night Live, and you want to be with us. It's TheBingeThinker.com. You can stream the show. You can watch last week's show. You can join all the podcasts. By the way, more and more people are doing this, but you want to get my podcast of my daily shows, TheBingeThinker.com. You can subscribe to all 4 hours that I do every single day. You can get access to things, you know, my speaking engagements that I go out and speak other places. We've got podcasts that archive those. You can sign up for all of them. You get my social media, all that in the same spot, et cetera, et cetera, TheBingeThinker.com. You can even sign up for our newsletter, which we are going to actually populate with some original material here in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to issuing the new edition of that. And it doesn't cost anything. So get it while you can, TheBingeThinker.com. TheBingeThinker.com. Sign up for all of it. Join all of it. And then come back here every Saturday night. We have a lot of fun. And I just want to say thank you again to FM 105.5 in Orlando, The Answer. It's yet one more station that we are being heard on, and I'm grateful for all the help. John Butler, Phil Boyce, the station managers at each level, and just, you know, their embrace of what we're doing and how much fun we can have connecting with you on Saturday nights, getting you the live news as it breaks on some Saturdays, and then having really good conversations about everything else that's going on in the world. Today's big headline story, because I didn't really have any new updates on the Egyptian Air thing, and, you know, the election is the election. We kind of hit a, you know, kind of a dreadful lull here. We're waiting for Hillary to kind of finish off Bernie, or Bernie to go nuts in his head to spontaneously explode in the middle of a rally somewhere. But barring that, there's nothing really. We're in a holding pattern for a while, and so it allows other stories to kind of bubble up to the surface. And I saw from all kinds of trending tabs today, the Uma Thurman "I felt violated" story was the number one trend in America. Huffington Post talked about it. Time Magazine had a piece on it, USA Today. I mean, it was everywhere. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, I believe in boundaries. No means no. Absolutely 100% all the time. Got to be respectful of people, et cetera, et cetera. But there were a couple of things about this that I thought were odd. And one is that the guy that kissed her, and now she said she didn't want anything to do with it and had nothing to do with it and did not enjoy it while she was doing it. If you're watching on Biz TV, there's a picture of her hands behind his head, like she's embracing him, giving him a kiss. Okay, so she didn't like it. She didn't want to have anything to do with it. She didn't enjoy it. But here's the thing. This guy was kind of a skis, like from the beginning. Like he's the heir to the Fiat car empire, if you can call it that. You know, the little cars that drive around Europe, and I guess they're Italian. So Italians are known for cars, not. So this is who this guy is. He's the heir to the throne of the Fiat car empire. But what he had just done was win an auction to get the ultimate package, no pun intended, at the Victoria Secrets Experience, which I'm not even sure of what all is included in this. I didn't read deep enough into some of the stories. I didn't want to know. But what is clear is that for $196,000, which is what won this item at this particular auction, he gets two front row seats to the Victoria's Secret's fashion show, which, if you are completely unfamiliar with, is the show in which women wear their underwear, come down a long gangway, much of it see-through, and they show off, you know, the new line of undies for Victoria's Secret's. So any man that is, you know, in the position to bid on this and win it and do it and everything else, you're already dealing with a guy that, I don't know, do most women want to be associated with the kind of guy that would bid on this? I mean, isn't he just bidding on a very expensive strip show? Isn't that what this is? Like the most expensive lap dance in America or in the world? So 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, your thoughts and reactions to this. She objected to the kiss, but, you know, buyer beware. Line one, Walt, watching on Biz TV in Pennsylvania. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. Well, yeah, I've been listening to you since early last fall, you know, talking with you on air, and, you know, we've never met, but I take it that you're a Bible-believing creationist, you know what I mean? You don't believe in the veracity of Darwin's theory of evolution, but with all due respect to you, Kevin, I think that all this business with Victoria's Secret, it proves the the veracity of Darwin's theory. It proves that we are a narcissistic, sexually obsessed species.
Well, and okay, fair enough, Walt, and you have been a faithful listener. Thank you for doing that, and let me respond. Christians would say we are completely depraved in our natural nature. So kind of come to the same conclusion. Kevin?
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
See when you call. It's Radio Night Live. Glad you're with us. Gavin McCullough, the music of the Hot Sardines, are welcoming us back, and we are glad to have you as well. And I want to say thank you to the good folks at MyPillow. In fact, Mike Lindell was in New York this week receiving or participating in the Ridge Awards, which is a very prestigious thing for national security. And he actually has had a bit of a health challenge, and was going to be with us tonight, but then had a friend who was having a severe medical emergency. And if you're a person of prayer, he's asked that you would pray for his friend Jerry. They are best friends since age 8. Had gotten some severe infection of some sort, and the doctors were very challenged as to what would happen. So he will come back and be with us in studio at some point in the near future when he is able to. But he does want to express to you his desire for you to help your dad have the best Father's Day possible. And what do you give the man who's given you everything in life? Well, how about perfect sleep for the rest of his life? The MyPillow will do that. In fact, they will insure it. They will insure it for 60 days, no questions asked, money-back guarantee, 100% no risk. And for the next 10 years, they'll make sure that that pillow is guaranteed to operate effectively, not go flat, work perfectly every single night, just like the first night you use it, getting you REM cycle sleep and guaranteeing you the best sleep of your life. And they will replace it again if anything does go wrong. So here's what I want you to do, friend. Pay attention to their Father's Day special. 4 pillows for the cost of just 1. This is why you could really give your dad something nice for Father's Day. You get a premium pillow, a queen or a king size of whichever variety you prefer. They're going to give you a second one at absolutely no additional cost. And then the real sweetheart of the deal, 2 of the go-anywhere pillows that I took a nap on this afternoon because the boys and I were wanting to watch the Chronicles of Narnia movie. And I needed a pillow to put under my head. I put it right under my neck. I was sleeping within seconds. They kept waking me up. Hey, Dad, look, this is the exciting part where the White Witch comes with the bears. Yes, I know. I'd stay awake for about 10 seconds. Right back again. Man, I'm telling you, the go-anywheres, they are amazing. So you get 2 of those. You get a... You get the second of the one you order, all for the price of just 1 premium pillow. Call tonight. Here's the phone number, 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 4 pillows for the price of just 1. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. You can use the promo code KMC when you call, but don't try to do this online. If you, because this special is only available to those people that call the number 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. If you're watching on Biz TV, it's right there at the bottom of the screen, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. And tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by MyPillow.com. All right, let's go to, I've got a really fun thing to end with tonight. Oh, and I wanted to slip this in. You know how consistent the leftists are? They always do the right thing, right? Like Leo DiCaprio judging us on how ungreen we live our lives all over the place. This week, he left the Cannes Film Festival and took a private flight here to New York to receive an award for being environmentally friendly and got on the same plane and went back to Cannes. I don't know. He burned like 20,000 gallons of fuel, fossil fuels. Good on you, Leo. Very, very good. It's nice to see you living out what you believe there, my friend. Good job. Good job, you two-faced twit. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And coming up next, the most funny viral video that has gone viral for Facebook ever. We'll end the show with that in the next segment. But first, I want to get out to Long Island because my buddy George is there on line 2. Hello, George. Welcome.
Good evening, Kevin. If I sound hyper, it's because I've been taking vitamins for the past 2 hours. I was going to send the Ninja SWAT team to rescue you. I didn't know what happened. But anyway.
Just call management instead, my friend. That's the only thing I can encourage people to do. Just call management and let them know.
All right. But anyway, we can review. The pundits were concerned about the excess baggage Hillary was bringing with her to the campaign.
Yes.
And she promised them. She promised them that she was going to contact Pelosi and get her plastic surgeon. I won 2 vendor sales permits, one for the convention in Philly.
Yes.
And one for the one in Cleveland.
Okay.
Yes, in Philly, I'm going to sell lapel pins that look like the hammer and sickle made out of recycled cylinder panels. And in Cleveland, I'm selling Trump balloons. But my overhead's going to be a lot lower because there's going to be a lot of hot air there. I worked on my Common Core dictionary.
Oh, good.
I think you'll. I'm even.
Well, you were slacking on that, so I wanted you to. You know, I was glad you picked up the pace.
Yeah, well, okay. For example, the acronym section ICE, I-C-E, now stands for Illegals Claiming Entitlements.
Uh-huh.
TSA is totally screwing airlines. And SCOTUS is my favorite. Well, one of my favorites. SCOTUS is Selective Constraints on the United States. Anyway, yeah. The legal definition, by the way, of trimester is the legal federal limit for murder.
Oh, wow. Some things I just can't laugh at, George, and you got me on that one. But I well thought through just the same, and thank you for lending your coveted 2 bits to this broadcast. You're an important part of what we do, and I appreciate you calling.
I appreciate you too, Kevin.
All right.
Stay well.
Calvin McCullough, glad you're with us. Yeah, if you're in New York and you're wanting us, you can get us online at thebingethinker.com. You can watch us on Biz TV, Channel 44, across the New York Metro. And we are still happy to be servicing the great New York Metro as we are able to. All right, 888-340-3373. I am curious if you do have any opinions of the me protesting so much Uma Thurman about being kissed long after the kiss, days after the kiss occurred, because a thought went through my mind. And you know, I think about this from the standpoint of my bride or other people that I've known, and I've never known anybody that got, you know, kissed that didn't want the kiss. That was like, if they tried not to let it happen, they prevented it from being able to happen. And it's odd to me that this has been the, first of all, even if you didn't want it, why would you make such a big deal about it? It was the number one trending topic across the interwebs today. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Plus, the most viral piece of media that has been made viral in Facebook's history happened over the last 48 hours. And when we get just a little taste of it, I think you may, in fact, see why. Because as you can say on a regular occasion with great certainty, it's better to go than to go home. Stay with us.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From New York, it's Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us every Saturday night, and we hope you'll tell your friends and come back. A big thank you again to FM 105.5 in Orlando, The Answer. Grateful for their partnership in carrying our broadcast. And thank you to those of you that come every Saturday. I heard from a ton of you this last week saying, Kev, we never miss the show. Thank you. Please continue to tell your friends about it. Please tell other people about it because we like to have fun, have a good time, make you think about a few things. But at the end of the day, it's all about having a clearer path to pursue in life. Which and we also like to have fun. So I'm watching in my Facebook feed. Everybody tell me to watch this video of this woman who got this very unusual gift from Kohl's department store.
Here we go. I gotta take off my glasses for it. Oh, naturally. Okay, here we go. So yes. Now watch when my mouth actually moves. That's not me making that noise.
No.
That's the mask.
Yeah. Really? Now, what ensues here is she continues to laugh, and the more she laughs, the more she opens her mouth with the mask, which makes Chewy just continue to howl. Now, the funny thing about this was
worth every penny.
Yeah, the funny thing about that was she made a big deal in the intro that we didn't have time to play for you, that when she got home, she was assuming that her kids were all going to want it, but that this was going to be hers, that she was not sharing Chewbacca with anybody. And look, when you have that much fun, how could you blame her? I mean, come on. Is it not the... Look, you may disagree. 50 million people disagree with you. It 50 million views on Facebook within the last 2 days. It was shared over a million times. Insane, insane. But nonetheless, that's how it went down. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for being with us. Join us every Saturday night. And don't forget, MyPillow has the 4-for-1, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. We're going to be live at thebingethinker.com every day this week. We've got lots of broadcasts coming up that we would love for you to piggyback on. Get the podcast, join the social media, and then make plans, whether it's on Biz TV or great radio stations across the country, to set aside time just to spend with your buddy Kev as we take a little bit of time to laugh at the week that has just passed. All right. Kevin McCullough going out with a little bit of the hot sardines, and we will see you next week here on Radio Night Live, live from New York.
And I'll be, so what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, and I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you. With you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.